This is Will Barnett being interviewed by Paul Cummings on January 15th, 1968. Could you tell me something about where you were born, the time you grew up in? Start from one.
Well, starting with one, I was born in a small New England coastal town called Beverly, Massachusetts. It's sort of geography is between Boston and the famous Gloucester and Rockport art colony. My early youth was spent, that is, at the very beginning, it was more or less moving around in a very romantic surrounding, because being on a coastal town, I used to, you know, go out boating and swimming and so forth.
And how large a town is Beverly?
Well, at that time, it was about 23, it was not really a town, it was a little city, but it was called a town. Mm-hmm. It was about somewhere around 20, 23,000. Mm-hmm. But it was big, and it covered a lot of territory, and the territory I loved best, of course, was along the seacoast, you know, the New England mm-hmm. seacoast. I came from a family that had no previous artistic leanings. My father and mother had migrated from Europe, and my father had migrated to Canada from parts of, I suppose at that time, were Central Europe. And my mother also came from there, and...
Do you know the country?
Well, what the border lines are always a little bit changing all the time. Maybe some parts were Czechoslovakian, some were Russian, and maybe some were even Polish, I'm not mm-hmm. sure. But it was a mixture of those three countries, I would say, it'd be an acrid geological place.
When did they come over?
Well, they came over at the turn of the century, at least... My father, I think, came over first, and previously his brother had come over, I think, somewhere around the 1890s, and he followed about 1906 or something, somewhere around there. I'm not sure the exact date, maybe it was a little later, but it wasn't much later. And then my mother came a year or two later with my two sisters and brother. They were born there, and I was born here. And my father worked many, many years in the building machines in the United Shoe Machinery Corporation. Mm-hmm. He was a good artist, and he was typical of the wonderful men of that time who could do everything. He built his own house. He could put in his own plumbing, his own electricity, his own carpentry
all
work, his own
stone.
Yes, he was an all-around craftsman and a very, very hard-working man. As a matter of fact, I never saw him. He worked all the time, day and night. And he built a beautiful, I say beautiful, he built a nice house for the family on Pierce Avenue. That was not the house I was born in. I was born on Cabot Street, named after the famous Cabot family, and a street that was supposed to have been founded by Mr. Cabot trying to find his cows, and he was hunting them, and the path turned out to be Cabot Street back in the 1600s. So that's one of the little stories about our street. Anyway, Cabot was the main street, and I lived there the early part of my life, playing more or less with children who were, some of them were farmers' kids, and some of them were factory children, mm-hmm. and used to go to school in a little red schoolhouse. Used to walk, I think it was about 2 miles. In the winter, it was particularly difficult. Yeah. Now,
Well, you were in it, not really in the center of the town.
No, we were in the center of the town. And then, as a matter of fact, it was quite, I would say, quite countrified at that time. Very few houses around. My early leanings, actually, my leaning toward art, you might say, began very, very early. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think at the age of 6, I pronounced to my family that... I was going to be an artist, because nobody paid much attention, because nobody knew what it meant to be an artist, you know, at that time.
Well, where do you think you got the idea?
Well, it's a strange thing.